And we always take this part of our service and we have someone express their gratitude for God, and we're gonna all express our gratitude from God because we do have children. And I love this in Matthew 21:16, where Jesus replies with some questions to them, and he says, yes, Jesus replied, have you never heard from the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise? Some of the translations say perfect praise. Some of you remember sometimes when we baptize a little child who has surrendered to Christ, and then they pray or they say something, and we realize, man alive, they got that desire to love God. They don't even know all the obstacles in the world yet, but they know this, they want to follow their Heavenly Father, and Christ has made a way for that. And so that's important. We want to encourage that. It's a lot easier to praise God for what he's done when you're walking with him than to help have him rebuild a life that's got a lot of scars. And one day, it tells us, some parents brought their little children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. We've got some parents who are going to do that today. But when the disciples saw this, they scolded the parents for bothering them. Like, that's not an important part of our service. Well, we're a family here, and passing that legacy of faith down is very, very important to us. And Jesus called for the children, and he said to his disciples, let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. And today we've got some parents who are going to come up, and they're going to dedicate their children to the Lord, and we're going to pray with them that God helps them as little ones develop an understanding and a love of who he is, and that they follow him making good, wise choices all of their life. And so we move on right here, and I'm going to ask both these couples to come on up. I'm going to do Maverick first, so Jules and Sean, if you guys will come right here, and Cody and Anna, if you guys will come right over there, I'm gonna move right there to you guys next. But this is Sean and Jules Tennant and Maverick, and you know, I'm really surprised Maverick doesn't have this huge smile on his face, because that's usually what I see. He is a happy child, and we are grateful that you guys are not just good, active, loving parents, but that you recognize that for Maverick to really have a joyful life, he needs to find Christ. And I know you guys are dedicated to not just raising him up and enjoying him as a child, but pouring into him an understanding of who God is, where his life came from, and that great miracle of life. And so we want to join you in your commitment to raise Maverick to know that Lord and to follow him. And so I'm going to ask the congregation right here. Many of you will have a lot of influence on Maverick, even though you might not even realize it, because sometimes just that little attention that you show to kids makes them realize this is their family. It's God's family. And so they view God as their Heavenly Father. And every little interaction that you have, it makes a difference. And to be praying for them, because all of us won't be in proximity, maybe to, you know, input our words into Maverick's life, but we can sure pray that he becomes a more mature Christian than we are, and that he influences this world in a greater way than we did. And that's what we want for life. And that's what we want. So Laura, you've got a couple of things to give them. And what she's got in there is she's got a letter to the parents about the dedication, encouraging them as they raise them. And then there's a letter for Maverick when he finds Christ that they'll give to him to let him know that we have been praying for him and wanting this for him all of his life. So let me just take a moment and just pray for you guys. Father, I just thank you so much for this wonderful child with these bright eyes and this joyous spirit. And we just thank you for the gift of life. And we thank you, Lord, and we ask you just to fill his life and their family with the great joy of the appreciation of all of the wonderful things that you want to do in his life. And with a commitment to work towards him understanding, pursuing, and experiencing everything that you created him for. We ask you to put your hand upon him and speak to his heart at an early age and help him to understand and follow you all the days of his life. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Well, I'm going to step over here to Anna and Cody, and they're dedicating two of their children. And let me put the pictures up here if you can see them. They're dedicating Justin and Thompson. And Thompson is fairly new. And so there's a lot of potential wrapped up in this. And I can remember, and many of you can remember, what it was like when you first got that child out and looked in his eyes and realized he's alive. And what a miracle that is. And he's completely dependent upon you, and yet packed up in there is so much potential that you have no idea what God is going to do with his life. But he's got a great plan for him, and he's got a great plan for your other child. And both of these, Justin, I know he can't read that Bible yet, but you can read it to him. And what our goal for you, and I know your goal for them, is that they grow up hearing and understanding the truth of God, and that they live their lives with a godly perspective rather than a worldly perspective. And they make choices that will honor God and allow God to fill their hearts with all of the great fruits of the Spirit and just a wonderful life, not one of turmoil and anxiety, but one of peace and joy. So we pray that for you too. And I'm just going to do the same thing. I'm going to ask you as a congregation to commit to being whatever part God allows you to be in their life, realizing that the reason that our youth seek after God like they do is because they feel a part of this family. We got young people up here worshiping, not just sitting in a group there. And there's a place for them, even as they're young, to serve the Lord. And so let me just pray for you. Father, I just thank you so much for Anna, and I thank you for Cody. I thank you for their commitment to you and their desire to, as their children start to grow, to make a public dedication that they're a gift from you, and that their life is filled with love and joy and peace because of what you have given them, first in their salvation, but also in this wonderful family. And we pray along with them, Lord, that Justin and Thompson will be touched by your Spirit, that they will respond to you, that they will surrender their lives to you, and that your Holy Spirit will guide them and lead them into a wonderful, meaningful, fulfilling life that achieves the purpose that you created them for. And so we thank you, we give them to you knowing that they are yours, and we thank you for letting them be in our possession for a while. And I pray that you'll help Cody and Anna to be able to steward and manage that investment that you have given them a responsibility for well, and help us to support and encourage them. In Christ's name we pray, amen.